talk about a general topic, this morning's share that I gave. Also, just speaking generally, I'm not holding in the nyanim that you guys are holding in. So I'm just going to talk about Purim a little bit about the idea of Simcha. Know that there's a very well-known idea that Purim is a Moridika Simcha. Everybody has their own ways of doing it, but we know that the Gemara Megillah says very strongly that there's a mitzvah to get drunk. So you don't know the difference between Arahav and Baruch Mordechai. It's a Gemara, right? Chayav Inish Lipsumi Vipuryu Ad Voyoda. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? We have shachir to drink. We totally don't know the difference between Arham and Baruch Mordechai. It's the avodah of Purim. Clearly every Yom Tov has an avodah to it. Every Yom Tov, it's more than just going through the motions. Obviously there's something deeper than just partying and getting drunk. But obviously getting drunk is a chelak of the avodah Hayyim. If it was just something that people did, Agav, the Yom Tov, it wouldn't be something that the Gemara says is a chiyuv. In the Gemara, when the Gemara describes the chiyuvim of other Yom Tovim, so the Gemara describes how you have to do each chiyuv, and each thing is a shir. They say all kinds of lovely shatayr, that it's a shir that you have to drink until you taka, are that drunk? Once you are that drunk, you're taka potter. The place can go with this, that's why if you sleep, you can stop. But clearly the idea of getting drunk is a chiluk of the avodah Hayyim Purim. Everybody likes to do it. But what's the pshat behind it? What's the avodah of getting drunk? What's the avodah of Purim? What's the avodah of the simcha of the yayim? So we find like this. There's a Gemara that says, Gemara in Be'ah, it says that there's a machlokes between Tuma and the Amrim as to whether every Yom Tov, whether it's Chatzi L'Hashem, the Chatzi L'Hashem, or whether we look at it as Kulei L'Hashem, like Kulei L'Hashem. What does this mean? So one man, Omar, says that the pshat is that every Yom Tov, there are two chiyuvim in every Yom Tov. One chiyuv in the Yom Tov is that you have to enjoy it, you have to do the things that Hashem commanded you to do on this Yom Tov. For example, on Pesach, you have the avodah of Pesach, you have to have magid, you have to have a seder, you have to see yourself going out of Mitzrayim, you have to say shvach, you have to say hallel, you have to drink arba kaisis. There are mitzvahs of every Yom Tov. And then in addition to that, there's chatzi lachem. You have a chiyuv, you have an obligation to enjoy yourself on the Yom Tov. You have a chiyuv to eat a suda. We know that on Shabbos there's no chiyuv to eat basa. It's a good idea, it's a suda's mitzvah, but there's no chiyuv to eat meat. On Yom Tov there's a chiyuv to eat meat. On Yom Tov there's a chiyuv to drink wine. In fact, I know many people that are makbid on this, that they're makbid every day of Yom Tov to drink a revius of wine, because there's a bezunder mitzvah to drink wine on Yom Tov. You don't have that on Shabbos. You have a chiyuv to make kiddush, but you can be yaitz with somebody else. There's no chiyuv to drink wine. So there are more. You see that there are two basic ideas to every Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov has the lachem, and every Yom Tov has the lashem. And the other man d'amar says it's either kuloi lachem or kuloi lashem. The other man d'amar in Be'ah. So what's the pshat? The other man d'amar, so the achrayim in marmazmer, that the pshat is that you're supposed to do as much as you can do lashem, and whatever you can't do lashem, then you do lachem. So a person that's a Gmaldika Jew is holding by 90% Lashem and 10% Lachem, so he'll spend the whole day in Avodas Hashem and he'll have a little bit of a Suda. Somebody's not holding by such a Madrega, he'll have a little bit more of a Suda. The Gemara says, but everybody agrees, whether you say that most of your day is supposed to be absorbed in Avodas Hashem, or whether you say that only half of it is supposed to be Avodas Hashem and the other half is supposed to be enjoying yourself, everybody agrees that with Shavuos, Ba'inam Lachem. Ba'atzeres, Ba'inam Lachem. With Shavuos, you have to have your own enjoyment as a chiluk of the avodah of the Yom Tov. It's not just the pshat that Hashem says, okay, you're a good boy, you were in shul, you did what you were supposed to, you did your mitzvahs, so now go have a good meal. It's not the pshat. The pshat is that the avodah of the Yom Tov, in addition to davening and doing the various mitzvahs, shaking a lulav, sitting in a sukkah, there's an avodah of enjoying yourself. What's the pshat that there's an avodah of enjoying yourself? And what's the pshat that we say that everybody agrees that on Shavuos you have to enjoy yourself, whether you say that normally it's supposed to be all for Hashem, or whether you say there's normally 50% is supposed to be for you, but what's the pshat that on Shavuos everybody has to enjoy themselves? So I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Kalevsky, who was a Maggid here in Baltimore, and he used to say this over from the Afiki Yehuda. The Afiki Yehuda is one of the old Darshanim that you don't... you can take a look in the Afiki Yehuda. It's very hard to read. It's the Shtiklachar, 40 pages long, and they're drush. So he used to say like this. He used to say from the Afiki Yehuda that the pshat is like this. That Jews, people, have a milo over malachim. What's the milo that people have over malachim? People are human beings. The physical, we live in a physical world. We have physical bodies which need to be dealt with in a physical way. And then we have spiritual neshamas, which have to have spiritual attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We need to have different forms of nourishment in a spiritual sense. And we need to have needs of nourishment in a physical sense. But malachim are purely spiritual. Malachim only need spiritual nourishment. Malachim don't need physical nourishment. So what Rav Kalevsky used to say is, Hashem Afik Yehuda, that the mitzvah of being Mekadesh Gashmias al Yedei Ruchnias, that is, the mitzvah of eating, the mitzvah of drinking, the mitzvah of enjoyment, is a mila that a yid has that a malach can't have. It's a mila that a human being can attain a higher level of Kedusha than a malach. Why is that? Because a malach is only spiritual. So, hagam that a malach is an unbelievably holy thing, and we have very little concept of what a malach is. I mean, what type of a malach is a saraf? A saraf can blow and destroy the whole world with a breath. I mean, the idea, these things are impossible to fathom. So, you know, Afal Pekin, even with all this, the idea that we can be higher than a malach comes from the fact that we can take Gashmias and we can be Mekadoshit. Now, every Yom Tov, what the Machloikis between the Mandamrim is, to what extent do we have a Chiv, what extent of every Yom Tov, is the Avoida of taking Gashmias and specifically making it that we're going to be Mekadoshit as Gashmias. In other words, the more Gashmias that you're exposed to, and the more Gashmias that you're Mekadosh, that's a higher level of Kedusha. So when somebody sits down to a Yom Tov meal, and somebody says that everything I'm gonna enjoy it to the fullest extent that I can. I'm gonna have the best foods I can make, the best foods I can afford, the best foods that my wife can cook, and I'm gonna eat it, and I'm gonna enjoy it, and it's gonna be purely l'shem shamayim. That this is, I'm gonna enjoy it, but I'm gonna enjoy it l'shem mitzvah. I'm gonna enjoy it l'shem sudas Yom Tov. That level of avodah is an avodah that malachim don't have. That is a higher level of avodah than the avodah of people. But there's a problem. People have a very hard time doing this. People see spirituality as in the shul, in the yeshiva, in the beis medrash, with svarim, davening. When it comes to the physical world, when it comes to living, when it comes to sleeping, when it comes to eating, people don't look at physical things as holy things. People look at physical things as physical things which have nothing to do with spirituality. So therefore we have a Yom Tov called Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of Yom Tov where we say, no games. Everything today is purely, we're going to be like Malachim. It's all going to be L'shem Shemayim. There's nobody who's going to be able to say that we're doing this for our personal pleasure. There's nobody that enjoys wearing shvacha shoes. There's nobody that enjoys not eating. There's nobody that enjoys sitting in shul the whole Yom Kippur. There's none of this is a physical enjoyment. We have Yom Kippur where we say that Yom Kippur is going to be our day where we're going to show that we have the capability of being like Malachim. We have the capability of taking all of our entire day, our entire outlook, and channeling it purely spiritual. However, at the same point, although this is, in some ways, this is a holier day than any other day of the year, because in any other day of the year, there's... The fact is that we are human, and we are prone to take physical things and make them just physical without being mekadosh them. We are prone to going to sleep at night and not saying that this sleep should be so that I can wake up in the morning and do avodas Hashem. The sleep is purely because I'm tired and I want to have a good sleep. So people are prone to being physical. And that's why we have the idea of Yom Kippur, that when we're going to come for tshuva, when we're going to come to show Hashem that we are taki capable of doing more than just giving in to our physical needs and urges, that we're able to do something completely spiritual. But Yom Kippur is the second to holiest day of the year. Purim is the holiest day of the year. That's why it's Yom Kippurim. Yom HaKippurim is Yom Kippurim. Why is it a day like Purim? Because Purim has the ability to be holier than Yom Kippur. Because a day which we are able to take, which is purely Gashmi, the whole Avodas Hayom of Purim is, for our Gashmi, it's meant to help out the Gashmis of other people. To take this Yom Tif, and to get drunk, to have more Simcha than we do any other day of the year, and channel that to the ultimate Kedusha that we can. That is a higher level of Kedusha than Yom Kippur. Because then we are channeling all of the things which Hashem gives us, all of our physical aspects that Malachim don't have, and all of this physical world, and all the enjoyments that we have, and all the taivas that we have, and channeling it towards Avodas Hashem. That is a higher level of Avodah than even Yom Kippur. So what's the pshat that it's on Purim Taka? I mean, you can pick a lot of days of the year to do it. I mean, what's the pshat? So remember, the Gemara said that Shavuos is the day that everybody agrees there has to be a lochem. What's the bezunder of the simcha of Shavuos? Because on Shavuos we had Kabbalah Satayr. Kabbalah Satayr says that we have a Torah which is going to rule over Gashmias. Everybody has to deal with Gashmias. And then when people leave yeshiva, people have to go to work. People have very physical lives. People will spend the day doing the exact same thing. 95% of the day will be spent exactly the same way that Dayim spend it. It'll be spent earning a living. It'll be spent driving to work. It'll be spent eating. The difference between the regular day of a Jew and the regular day of a guy in terms of actual activity, once a Jew is a balabas, is really very little. But if the outlook is that everything that we're taking is to be mekadesh, so then it's a whole different day. Then I'm driving to work in order to earn money to support my family, which is a mitzvah. I'm doing it in order to be mechanech my children properly, which is a mitzvah. I'm doing it in order to be able to support tzedakas, which is a mitzvah. So therefore, I'm channeling everything I have towards Kedusha. So the avodah of the Torah is to take the chance to use spirituality and be mekadesh gashmias. That's why, by the way, that Avram Avinu had the Malachim come to him, and it says that the Malachim ate. So the Gemara Bava Metzia says, doesn't mean that they actually ate. It just means that it was nirakach, they pretended to eat to make Avram Avinu feel good. Taishvis, in the Gemara Bava Metzia, in the beginning of Agadah to Napoleon, says, from a ton of the Veliyo, it's not the pshat that they looked like they ate. They actually ate. Malachim actually ate at Avram's table. How on earth did Malachim actually eat at Avram's table? Malachim are spiritual. Avram's table was physical. How were they able to do that? Because Malachim need spiritual nourishment the same way we need spiritual nourishment. And how do they get spiritual nourishment? From a higher level of spirituality than the spirituality which they possessed. And how are they able to get to that? At Avram's table, he was mekadesh all of his gashmias, ayyidei ruchnias. He was able to nourish them the way that only the Ribbono Shel Olam was able to nourish them. Which is why, when the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it to be mekabel the Torah, so Moshe came up to get it, and the Malachim said, how can you give Torah to Bas of Adam? So the Medrash says that what happened? Hashem made Moshe look like Avram. And he said, you remember eating at his table? So what's the pshat in the Medrash? The pshat in the Medrash is that Hashem was telling the Malachim, fakart, I'm going to give them a Torah which they're going to be able to be mekadesh gashmias, to be holier than you. They're going to be able to be capable when they perform optimally, that they're going to be able to nourish you. That's the greatest level of Kedusha. So that's the pshat, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam expects of us. The Ribbono Shel Olam expects of us, he doesn't expect of us to be prushim, to be separated from the world, to be, even when people are separating themselves from things, it's only to get to the level where they're able to see things in the proper perspective. What the Ribbono Shel Olam wants is for us to take every mundane activity that we do and to be mekadesh it, to infuse it with spirituality, to take things which seem so basic and make them holy things, make them mitzvahs. A guy has to walk to yeshiva, so instead of it being a pain in the neck, he's walking to learn Torah. Every step he's taking is absorbed in a mitzvah. So it's a whole different life when it's lived with the kedusha of the Torah as opposed to just the physical world that we normally live in. And the reason why that day, the day that we're given a Yom Tov to exercise pure physicality, even more so than a regular day, and even more so than a regular Yom Tov is Purim, is because the Gemara says what happened on Purim. On Purim, Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah Shebaal Peh Beratzon. What happened was, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that first Klal Yisrael came to be Mekabel the Torah, and they said Nasa V'Nishma. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Givaldik, and he gave them crowns, and everything was beautiful. And then he said, oh, but I got to tell you something. In addition to a Torah Shebichsav, there's a Torah Shebaal Peh. And Klal Yisrael said, we know if Torah Shebaal Peh we can live without. Torah Shebichsav, we know is from you, our Ribbono Shel Olam. Torah Shebaal Peh, that we have to listen, thank you, we have to listen to a Rebbe. We have to listen to a Rebbe's Rebbe's Rebbe. I have to believe that my Rebbe was told this Vart. I mean, remember, Shas, that we have was all given over orally. Amoraim had a chazer every single thing that they learned 100 times. The Gemara says that the difference between somebody who learns purely Lishma and somebody not is learning 100 times or 101 times. What's the shot, 100 or 101? Because everybody had to learn 100 times. You had a chazer something 100 times to get it cold. You had to know every single word that your Rebbe said because you were the next link. And there wasn't any Gemara to look it up in. After your Rebbe was dead, that was it. So the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh was an idea that Klal Yisrael said, we don't need this, we don't want it, we don't need it. So the Ribbono Shel Olam took Har Sinai, it was Kaf Aleihem Har Chagigas, he picked up Har Sinai over Klal Yisrael, and he said, listen, if you don't accept it, it's over right now. There's no such thing as Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore, Klal Yisrael didn't accept Torah Shebaal Peh Beratzon. They accepted Torah Shebaal Peh purely because they had to. And from the time of Har Sinai until the time of Purim, there was no such concept as Torah Shebaal Peh being accepted in Klal Yisrael lovingly. It was accepted in Klal Yisrael because they didn't have a choice. And what happened at Purim was is that we saw what happened when Klal Yisrael doesn't have a Rebbe. Mordechai and the other Gedolim at the time told Klal Yisrael, don't go to the Sukkah. It's the worst thing that'll happen for you. It's kosher, even if it's going to be kosher meat, glad kosher meat, and even if it's going to be geschmack, and you're going to be with all your neighbors, and it's going to be the best thing you've ever been at, don't go. It's going to ruin you. And nobody listened to Mordechai. Nobody listened to the other Gedolim of the Dar. And what happened was that we had a problem of Purim. And what everybody learned from the Maisa of Purim was, at that time, the generation, the lesson that they saw was, is that fakart, that Torah can only go on with the Torah Shebichsav, and more importantly, a Torah Shebaal Peh. A Torah Shebichsav is a book. It's true, it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but if you don't have a Torah Shebaal Peh to tell you what's the pshat in the Torah Shebichsav, and you don't have a Torah Shebaal Peh to live in, when you learn a Gemara, it's not just a pshat that you're reading a text. The Blay Bax was my Roshiva in high school in Detroit. He used to tell us, a Reb Chaim today is Torah Shebichsav. Why is it Torah Shebichsav? Because everybody can just read it. Hey, you open up, you read it, okay, it goes. Torah Shebaal Peh is more than that. Torah Shebaal Peh, you have to live. Torah Shebaal Peh is not just enough to see a kasha, you see a Torah, it's okay, goodbye. Torah Shebaal Peh, you have to break your head. Torah Shebaal Peh, you take something and you work it as hard as you can, and you take this thing and you say, this I'm gonna do everything I can to understand it, and it's very hard, and I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna work and work and work until I get it. And when you finally get it, you see that it's not a direct reaction to your work. You see, it's talking agati umatzasi tamin, that the mitzvah of the Torah has nothing to do with the work. It's that the Ribbono Shel Olam planted a chiddush in your mind and you understand what's going on. Torah Shebaal Peh isn't just that you read it. Torah Shebaal Peh is that you live it. So when Klal Yisrael was standing at a point where they were able to appreciate what Torah Shebaal Peh is, they were able to appreciate the idea of a Messiah. They were able to appreciate the idea that Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaal Peh is nothing. Because they saw b'chush that when the Rebbe told them something as innocently as don't go to a Suda where they're serving glad kosher food, they saw that it almost wiped out Klal Yisrael. If not for the nisim that went on in throughout the story of Purim, it's clear that Klal Yisrael would have been wiped out. Achashverosh controlled the whole world. We're as close to it as any human being ever has. Klal Yisrael would have been decimated. So why wasn't Klal Yisrael decimated? Because they listened to Mordechai. Because they got back together and they decided they're going to take days of Tanesim. They're going to take days of Tshuva. They're going to take days of Torah. And when they were able to win that Muhammad, they saw that this way works. Then it was Kimu v'Kiblu Kibu Mashi Kiblu Kfar, the Gemara in Megillah says. Then they were able to go back and they were able to accept Torah Shabbat Peh out of love for the Rebbe Shloim. Because they were able to understand that the idea of Torah Shabbat Peh is essential to being a Jew. The idea of living Torah Shabbat Peh, of understanding that the Mahus and the Chiyus of a Jew comes much more from Torah Shabbat Peh than the Torah Shabbat Tzav. That a person can completely live a Reb Chaim. It's not just that he sees a Reb Chaim. It's that he lives a Reb Chaim. It's that he sits on it until he breaks his head. And it's not just a Reb Chaim. It's a Gemara. And it's a Rashi. And it's a Taisvis. And it's understanding how this Gemara is explained with another Gemara. And it's saying a Chiddush. That's how Torah Shabbat Peh. So when Klal Yisrael was able to appreciate what Torah Shabbat Peh really is, and they were able to come to an Emes HaKabbalah HaTorah, a Kabbalah of Torah Shabbat Peh, that was the time, that was exactly the time when the time was perfect for Klal Yisrael to be given a day devoted to pure physicality, to be Mekadosh every aspect of their physical lives. It had to be on such a day. It had to be on a day when Klal Yisrael was able to understand that Torah Shabbat Peh is going to be the supreme ruler of Klal Yisrael. Once they're able to understand that Torah is something you're going to live, that Torah is something that you're going to go to sleep thinking about a Shvar Svar, and you're going to wake up thinking about a Shvar Svar, and you're going to walk to Yeshiva thinking about a Shvar Svar, and you're going to walk back from Yeshiva thinking about it, and it's something that's going to involve you 24 hours a day to the extent that it's physically possible. That kind of Torah is the kind of Torah which is able to be able to rule over your Gashmis. When you have the Torah Shabbat Tzav, and Torah Shabbat Tzav is an amazing thing, and when you use Torah Shabbat Peh to understand what Torah Shabbat Tzav is doing, you can see how amazing it is, and how we should all try to get to the aimit of some understanding of Torah Shabbat Tzav. But the truth is that Torah Shabbat Tzav itself is a book. You open it up and you read it, and you're not living it. It's not going to rule over your life. It's true. You'll be a halachic Jew. There are halachic Jews that are living Gaius lives. Because if it's not a Torah that you're living, even if you're a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, and you keep every mitzvah of Tanyag, but if it's not something you're living, it's not something that's governing every aspect of your life, then it's just, you're just living a Gaiusha life. And that's why the day of Purim, the Rebbe Shloim said, now is the time, now that you're being Makabel Torah Shabbat Peh Baratzen, now is the time to take a day devoted to pure physicality and show that our Gashmias can rule over our Ruchnias. Now the emes is that Shavuos was a Kabbalah HaTorah, but it's not just a historical event. It's brought down in many Sfarim that the amount of Torah that a person is going to be zeichet to in the upcoming year is decided on Shavuos. How well a person serves Hashem on Shavuos, how much a person learns seriously, how much a person decides with an emes Kabbalah that he wants to be Makabel the Torah to the full extent that he can, that is the amount that he's able to be Makabel Torah for the next year. So the Kabbalah HaTorah that a person does on Shavuos is in Torah Shabbat Tzav. And the Kabbalah of Torah Shabbat Peh, the Kabbalah of Torah Shabbat Peh is supposed to happen on Purim, just like it happened before Purim. And the Avodah of Purim, in addition to having a great time and getting drunk and getting drunk to the point you don't even know anything, that whole Simcha, in the middle of that Simcha, the Avodah is to be Makabel Torah Shabbat Peh. Because when you have all of your physical chayvus removed, and you're a little bit outside of yourself, and you're drunk, and you're talking not thinking as clearly as you normally do, and you're not worried about all the things that you want to do, and the things that maybe you shouldn't really be doing, but you're able to see things a little bit outside of yourself, and you're able to say, wait a minute, what is this? This is Torah, this is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This is the ultimate time to be Makabel Torah Shabbat Peh. And that is the Avodah of Purim. Every single person has to be Makabel on Purim, a new Kabbalah of Torah Shabbat Peh. An extra 2 minutes. Whatever everybody's holding by. Whether it's an extra, a person decides he's going to learn an extra 2 minutes a day for Seder. Or a person decides he's going to learn an extra Mishnah a day. Or a person decides if he's holding by it, that he's going to learn an extra Amud of Gemara a day. But every person has to make a Kabbalah that it's going to be a new Kabbalah. It's going to be something extra that he didn't have until now. It's going to be something that he realizes is going to help him grow. Because if you're not growing, you're falling. There's no such thing as stagnancy. In Ruchnius, you're either going up or you're going down. The only way to avoid going down is to keep going up. And therefore, every person, kafi where he's holding, has to decide on Purim that this year I'm going to decide a reasonable Kabbalah. If it's too much, it's going to be done within a week. It has to be a very small Kabbalah, which you think today is the easiest thing in the world for you to do, but for some reason you don't do it. And that is what your Kabbalah has to be on Purim. That I'm going to come and I'm going to try to learn to the best of my ability, and I'm going to try to do a drop more to show the Rebbe Yishlam that I'm trying to make an Amasa Kabbalah. Tell you about that.